Rotete Rekufnon Days. And Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. This Torah isn't 100% clear. In other words, easy to understand. But again, we'll try. You have to know that some Torahs in Likutei Moran are much more clearly explained. Meaning, in other words, all of them are clear. You're just depending on your level of knowledge. On our level of knowledge, it's not that clear. It's not that easy to understand. But there's still a lot that can be gotten from it. Rabbi Nizal says, Kishebo neshama kedaisha lo'ilam im ho'anofim hashayochim lo. When a neshama kedaisha comes to the world with the branches that are related to it, azai haklipo misaveves oisa, then the klipa surrounds this neshama. Now remember, we use this term. We mentioned the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh brings a beautiful little quip that we note this dating back all the way to the beginning with Cain and Hevel. The fact that Cain said to Hashem, when Hashem asked Cain, you know, what happened to Hevel, he said, Hashemer ochi anoichi, am I my brother's keeper? And the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says, note in his own words, he tripped himself up. He showed that he was the Bechina of the Klipa, Hasayveves Hapri, to Hevel. Hevel was the Peri. He said, Hashem Erochi Anochi, am I the watchman? Just like a Klipa guards a Peri, it surrounds it and protects it from any harm, in a sense. So too, La'avdol in Ruchnius, the Klipa surrounds the Kiddusha and attempts to draw from it. Although it's Klipa, it's waste mat, it's something it should be destroyed, but due to the way Hashem set up the Bria now, right now it's not possible to destroy the Klipas completely. They must be given Yanika, but it must be controlled. If it's controlled in the right measure, everything is great. If not, Chas V'Shalom, if they draw too much, or if Chas V'Shalom, they draw too little, meaning somebody is dangerous and he's not willing to throw the proper bone to the klipa that he's supposed to, Chas V'Shalom, this could cause tremendous problems. This is the whole concept of penyer sulaw es l'Hashem. A person tries to go too much kedusha without enough of a balance, Chas V'Shalom, could cause problems. Who? That Cain showed in his words that compared to Hevel, he was Bechinas Shemer Ochi, he was the Bechina of the Klipa, Hasevev Sapri, which tries to harm the Pri the way he did.
What are the Anafim of the...
We're going to see soon, we're just starting. Kishabo Neshama Kedai Shalom Im Ho'anof Mashiachim Lo Azai HaKlipa Misavev Saisa Rak Nishar Pesach Neged Emuna. However, in other words, the klipa surrounds the kedusha. It forms a circle around it, in a sense, trapping it. However, there is an opening left by the emuna for the kedusha to be able to be free of the klipa. Shekeneged ho emuna hapesach pasuach. Opposite the area called emuna, there's a little opening to be able to get out of. And we're going to explain some what all of this refers to. And due to the pigamim of these branches, chas v'shalom, mashlichin oisa misham, they throw away these branches from their sheirish, this neshama kedusha, which they're trying to draw from. Meaning, dainu shemashlichin oisa min ho'emuna. These branches are thrown away from the emuna. They are kept away from the emuna, which would be their whole entrance way to get free of the klipa. Va'azai ein yechaylin lichnois. And what that causes is that they cannot enter. Dahainu lehiskari vel sharoshom shehu aneshama kanal. These anofim, these branches, cannot enter to become mekurav to their sheirish, which we explained before, because of the fact that the klipa is misgaber. Rabbi Nizal explains, Ki lefa'omim mashlichin umapilin echod min ha'emuna. There are times when from heaven they take a person and they throw him down from the emuna. He's trying to latch on to faith in Hashem, and Kaviyochel Hashem himself throws the person away from the emuna. As we find, the Zohar Kodesh brings a concept similar to this. We know that the Pasuk says, Shchon Eretz, or Re'e Emuna. Eretz Yisrael is called the place of Emuna. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Mi Shedor Beretz Yisrael, Daim Eloi Kemi Sheyesh Lo Elokai. A person living in Eretz Yisrael
has a Hashem. A person in Chutz Laretz doesn't have Hashem. Meaning that Eretz Yisrael is the Bechina of Emunah. So the Zohar HaKadosh says about Eretz Yisrael, Al HaMeisim She'enam Ruliyim Likover Eretz Yisrael, about those people who pass away in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not worthy of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, Vatavoyu Vatetamu Esarti V'Nachlosi, Hashem says they come and they defile my land and my inheritance. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Osid Lemishti Loin Labar. Rabbi Nizal doesn't bring this. This is the Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh, that there will come a time when Eretz Yisrael itself will spit out these mason. Mm-hmm. Eretz Yisrael itself does not allow these mason, who aren't worthy of being buried in it, to be there. It spits them out. It ejects them. So we see this concept of the Emunah rejecting someone, pushing him away, a person being thrown away. Note, throwing down from the Emunah, Mashlichenu Mapilen Echad Min Emunah, Minu Emunah, Eretz Yisrael is Godel Ha'aretzis. Eretz Yisrael is the highest place. When you get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, it's understood that you're going down. It's a Yerida. So Rabbi Nizal said that there are times when they throw a person down from the Emunah, like we find by Eretz Yisrael, this concept of Eretz Yisrael rejecting a person. Rabbi Nizal says now, Vihine Stimas HaPesach Anal, the closing of this entrance. Dahainu Ho Emunah. The Pesach is by the Emunah, by faith. Al Yidei Pigam Ho Anothim Anal, the closing of the Pesach, which is caused through due to the Pigamim of these branches. Hurak Lefi Shor. This act of closing up is only for a short period of time. And afterwards, the Pesach reopens as it was open originally to allow them to come close to the Neshama HaKadosha to which they're Shayach. Hainu, Shebe'ez Shetzrichen Lahashlich Lachutz, Esmi Sheinoi Roi Liskarei. When the time comes that there is a requirement to throw out one who's already inside, to throw him out, throw out one who's not roy to become niskarev, azai haklipo hamisavevesanal. At that point in time, this klipo which surrounds the whole blob, sheyesh bo pesach keneged emunah anal, which has an opening by the emunah, he misgaberes umiskareves umispashetes gamal hapesach anal. This klipa is nisgaber. It strengthens itself, and it comes closer. In other words, it comes closer to the kedusha, and it spreads itself out over the entranceway, blocking it. Va'azai ein yochel lichnois. And at that point in time, nobody can enter. V'tekef achar kach, and immediately afterwards, Chizer HaPesach V'niftach Kivatchila. The entrance opens up and it becomes open as before, allowing for people to enter inside. Let me finish the whole thing, and then I'm going to go over the whole thing from the beginning and explain it. Rabbi Nizal says, U'kishayesh Chas V'Sholem Ribui Pigamim Harbei. And when Chas V'Sholem there are many, many Pigamim, Shal Yidei Zeh Yesh Koyach Lahasiv Uvana Lispashet Ala Pesach, which allows this klipa, this surrounding klipa, to spread itself out over the entrance. Livli Lohoniach Lichnois Kanal, not to allow anybody to enter inside. Azai Misyorin V'Choyshishin Shelo Yistam HaPesach Legamri Chas V'Sholem Al Yidei Zgabrus HaKlipa Misaveves. Then, from heaven, they get worried, they get concerned that this entranceway shouldn't get locked, sealed completely through this tremendous hisgabrus of the klip over there. Va'azai, and then, ma'amidin shom bepesach hanal yirei shomayim kaviyochel, Hashem places by the entrance a yirei shomayim shehu bi'atzmoy oimed lishmor shelo yichnesu shom. This yirei shomayim himself stands there not to allow anybody to enter inside. In other words, the purpose of this yirei shomayim is he's standing there not allowing people to enter into the kedusha. So he seems to be bad, and yet v'afal pikein hu toyeles neged haklipa misavev sanal sheyev shelo lehiskari v'lispashet ala pesach machmas hayirei shomayim shomayim shom. This yirei shomayim stands there, and he's the one who's given the job of blocking the Pesach, not to let anybody come in or not. And in this way, kaviyochel, Hashem covers his requirement. There was a sin committed, it requires a penalty. The penalty of this, of the pigomim that were caused by those who were inside, should have been that the klipa should be nisgaber and block up the Pesach and chas v'shalom seal it to the point where nobody should ever be able to come in. Because Hashem doesn't want that, Hashem uses a diversion whereby Hashem sets up a Yirei Shamayim and puts him, makes him the Shomer HaPesach, not letting anybody come in, for a period of time, for a short period of time. But yet, this is enough to pacify the Sitra Achra, to pacify the Klipa, that the Klipa figures, all right, I see there's somebody blocking the entrance, I'm calm, so the Klipa is not going to be Mizgaber to push himself to the extent to seal the Pesach completely. Just listen. Now, basically, what this is talking about, obviously, we're talking about Neshama Kadosha, we're talking obviously about a Tzadik Emes. The branches that are shaykh to him mean his talmidim, his mekurovim, those who are mekusher to him. Rabbeinu Zal says in a different term in the Kutumran that the tzaddik is called the shayrish neshamos Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says that there was one woman who gave birth to 600,000 in one shot. Who was it? Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheshokul keneged kulam. Why? Because he's like 600,000. But in a different sense, it's not just that he's shokul keneged 600,000. He is the shayrish. He is the roots. The Yisoid, Tzadik Yisoid Olam, he's the Sherish, the roots of the tree, from which all branches of the tree draw from him. Ki ha'odom eitz hasodeh, people are compared to an eitz, the regular people are the anofim on the tree, the trunk of the tree and the roots of the tree are the Tzadik Yisoid Olam. So Rabbeinu Zal says that when this Neshama Kadesha comes into the world with the anofim that Ashaych did, it's understood right away that there's a klipa that surrounds it, trying to block it, trying to block the tzaddik from being able to do his most important function, which is bringing people close to Hashem, to be mekar of nefoshes to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, and Elamai, there's a Pesach neged ho'emuna, meaning that when it comes to entering into the tzaddik emes, coming close to the tzaddik emes, as difficult as it is, if a person just has one quality, the quality of emuna, meaning he's willing to close his eyes for a minute, not come in like a chacham, but I'm going to sit down like a total tam and just listen to what's being said. If it doesn't appeal to me, I'll walk out and I'll go looking for a different Rebbe. If it does appeal to me, I'll sit down and I'll stick around. And if I'll have questions, I'll keep my questions in my head, I'll hold on to them, I'll wait till I taste a little, till I get a feel for what's going on. And if it looks something worth investigating, then I'll ask all my questions in a very respectful manner, with a lot of emunah, showing emunah s'chachamim, and I'm sure I'll get the answers. Whatever answers I'm supposed to get, I'll get. If not, not. So the Pesach that's left, although the klipas misaveves, it's allowed to cover up all the doors, except the Pesach of emunah. That Pesach is kept open for people to be entered into the tzaddik emes. However, machmas, because of the pigamim of those who are mekurov to the tzaddik emes, the talmidim of the tzaddik emes, because they have their own sicknesses and diseases and pigamim, and they're not perfect, they're not as good as they should be, their pigamim are what give this klipa rachmon latzlan a koyach to be nizgaber, to block up the entrance completely, chas v'shalom, not to allow any people to enter. Because the tzaddik is still a tzaddik, regardless of how nutty the talmidim are, regardless of anything, the Rebbe is still a Rebbe Emes, the Sforim are still Sforim Amitiyim, the Talmidim have some problems, period. So the Klipa wants to be Mizgaber, to seal the Pesach, not to let anybody come in at all whatsoever, Chas V'Shalom, which would be catastrophe. Hashem certainly doesn't want that. So Hashem, Kaviyochel, sets up a Yirei Shamayim, whose mission it is to block the Pesach, to make it difficult for people to come in a sense, and this one acts as a pacifier, as a bone thrown to the Satan, where the Satan feels the job's being done well enough, I can rest, I don't have to go after this whole situation. And this is how Kaviyochel Hashem deals with this whole situation. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, if that's the case, what do I do if I'm outside and I want to get in now? And I'm told that there's all of this mess going on. What can I have? What ingredient do I need that can cut through all of these barriers and get me in? Rabbeinu Zal says, Val yidei mesiras nefesh, but through mesiras nefesh. דהיינו שמייסר נפשי בשביל לנסיה ולהזכריב לצדיק. A person is willing to risk his life, to put his life out on the line, to sacrifice, to go through any kind of, whatever sacrifice is needed. What kind of sacrifices are we talking about? Kafir is called Mesiras Nefesh. Rabbi Nizal quotes a pasuk in Chumash where it says that if an oni lends money from you and you take collateral from him, make sure to return it to him at night. Why? Because ki elav hu naisei es nafshai. Because a person's nefesh yearns for money. His heart is attached, his neshama, his nefesh is hooked up to the money. Rabbi Nizal says when a person gives money to tzedakah, that's an act of Mesiras Nefesh, literally. Tefillah is an act of Mesiras Nefesh. Nafshi yotza bedabroi. Person's nefesh comes out in talking. Mesiras Nefesh means going up against parents, against friends, against the wife, against children, against anybody who would be meineah him, where he's got to push, he's got to force the issue, and he's got to show a that he's willing to sacrifice his name or whatever he has to be sacrificed to come close to the tzaddik emes. Rabbi Nizal says, "Alidei ze efshel ladabik etz atzmeila." Through this one item called Mesiras Nefesh, that can help a person be zeicha to become medubak, attached to the tzaddik emes. Ach, however, efshel sheyoir elav chachma. However, it's not possible for the chachma of the tzaddik to shine to him. Dahainu hamoyach bi'atzmai, v'moyach itself for the tzaddik, because of these klipas, because of all of this mess. However, he can still become medubok to the tzaddik under these circumstances through Mesiras Nefesh. V'Hashem yisporach yemayer ha'geula. May Hashem bring close the geula bechlal u'befrat, in a general sense and in a detailed sense. And Rabbi Zal wrote in his Likud HaMoran, Bechlal refers to Eretz Yisrael, or Befrat referring to the Tzaddik Emes. We should be zeicha to see the Geula Shleima related to Eretz Yisrael, that as far as Eretz Yisrael, we should be zeicha to break through the klipas that surround it, the seven nations which surround the Tumah that surrounds Eretz Yisrael, blocking it, blocking people from getting in the right way, and the klipas that are misaviv the tzaddik emes, not allowing people to get in. We should be zeicha to get to see the coming of Mashiach. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Ayin bezoyhar truma. Take a look in the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Truma. Huva bepardes shar hatmureis perek beis, and it's also brought in the Sefer Pardes. The Zohar Kodesh says, Bi'aro kadisha mistakno koila, that in Eretz Yisrael is the place where everything achieves its tikkun. Now note, we mentioned this concept of an neshama kadosha im ha'anofim ha'sheichem lo. Where is the place from which extends forth branches which go all over the world? From the Eben Shesia, from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara says that Shlaim HaMelech was the one who was masig these anofim, how they branch out from the Sheresh, which is the Eben Shesia, which is Bechinas Neshama Kedosha. The Tzadik Emes is called the Eben Shesia, the Yisoy, the foundation of the world, V'Tzadik Yisoy Dailam. He's the one who's compared to the Eben Shesia. It's brought by Rabbi Nizal. The day of Rabbi Nizal's Histalkus, in the morning, he was laying on the bed and he was doing the lulav. It was the second day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And in that year it came out where on that day, the day of his Histalkus, Eben Shesia was the one that they were saying. And they said to look at him, to watch him saying that Eben Shesia, they were able to understand that he was being mechaven to his own situation. This was the Eben Shesia. This was the Tzadik Yisoy Dailam. So from the Eben Shesia extends forth these anofim. So the Zohar Kodesh says, "Ba'ar Kodesh Mistakna Koila." Everything achieves its tikkun in Eretz Yisrael. Ayin Sham Heitev Mashikosav Sham. Look carefully how the Zohar Kodesh explains there how everything draws from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Shoyset Chila. Eretz Yisrael draws Shefa first. The Melech is the one who doles out Shefa to the rest of the world. We've said many times, Eretz Yisrael is the Malchus, the Eretz Miskayim Amaloi. Eretz Yisrael is the Malchus. Everything draws from there. And the Zohar Kodesh says over there that there is Prisa Klisha, there is a thin film-like, like a thin curtain, shenifras ala Pesach, which is spread out over the entrance to Eretz Yisrael, blocking Bnei Yisrael from being able to get into Eretz Yisrael. There is a concept of a priso klisha, thin, like a curtain. That's what it is. Val pisid hanal hu bechinas hayirei shamayim shehu bechinas priso klisha. And according to the Sid that Rabbi Nizal explained over here, this obviously refers to this yirei shamayim, who is a bechina of a priso klisha, a thin curtain that blocks the Pesach, not allowing people to get in. Ukemavur sham bezayar, and is explained over there in the Zayar Kodesh, lemeal iefsher, that because of this priso klisha, it's difficult to get in. It blocks the entrance and it's difficult to get in. Vegam haklipa iefsher lo lehispashet ala Pesach machmas haprisa klisha ein sham. And the Zayar Kodesh says, yet because this curtain is there, it also blocks the klipa from spreading itself out over there, preventing people to get in. So although there is a blockage, it's not as bad a blockage as it could be, chas v'shalom. Rabbi Nizal says, Rabbi Nosson Zal says, V'hu mamish ma shekosav le'el binyan ha'yirei shamayim. And what the Zohar HaKadosh says corresponds exactly to what Rabbi Nizal said before about this yirei shamayim. V'doik heitev, study it very carefully, v'tovin niflois, and you'll understand wondrous items. Vegam ayin b'sefer Tuv Ha'aretz, and also look into the sefer Tuv Ha'aretz, which is one of these sifrei Kabbalah. Sheshom medaber gam kein minyan Eretz Yisrael. There also it just talks about Tuv Ha'aretz, about Eretz Yisrael. It's a sefer about Eretz Yisrael. V'hovein hadovor heitev lidmois milsa l'milsa, and understand the relation between what Rabbeinu Zal is talking here about the Neshama Kedoshah versus Eretz Yisrael, to be able to make analogies between all the items that are brought there regarding Eretz Yisrael and all the items that are brought here about the Neshama Kedoshah. Ki ha'koil echod im hanal, because it's all one with what we explained before. The pasuk says, tzadikim yirshu eretz. Who are the ones who are bechinas Eretz Yisrael? The tzadik. It's interesting, I didn't mention the Shabbos. Look how everything is hashgacha. Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev Zal says, a big kasha on this week's parsha, this previous week's parsha. Vayetze Yaakov mibereshova vayelech harona. What's taich vayetze Yaakov? What should it have written? He went from Be'er Sheva to Choron. Where is Be'er Sheva? In which country?
Eretz Yisrael.
Where is Choron? In which country? Harlem, in the sewer. It's Chutz Laretz.
He went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. That's not called Vayetze. That's called Vayered. Vayered Yaakov me'Be'er Sheva ve'yelech Choron. That's what it should have said. The answer is, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev Zal says, that the pasuk says, tzadikim yirshu eretz. Yaakov Avinu was a tzadik wherever he was. That was Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. He left Be'er Sheva, he took with him Eretz Yisrael. As the Gemara proves conclusively, that on his trip, Eretz Yisrael came to follow him. The Har HaMoriah was uprooted, and Kvitas HaDerech was made where the Har HaMoriah came to him on his way to Charon. He had passed the place where the Har HaMoriah was. The Har HaMoriah came to follow him, which shows this symbolism that which comes to which. The tzaddik is the sphere of Yesod. Eretz Yisrael is Malchus. Which one is Nichna before which one? Eretz Yisrael is Nichna to the tzaddik. That's why it says Vayetze Yaakov. By Yaakov, you know, we can't say Vayered. It was Vayetze. He left Eretz Yisrael al pi adibur. He was instructed by Yitzchak Avinu to leave to find his zivug. When he left, Eretz Yisrael went with him. Wherever he was, that's what the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was. As Rabbi Nizal says in the Talmud Kedron later, that he told his Talmidim he should know the chashivus of the kever of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, going to the tzion of a tzaddik, because the pasuk says tzaddikim yirshu eretz, and when a person is zeicher to go to the tzion of a tzaddik, that place is Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. And all the tikkunim that are accomplished in going to Eretz Yisrael are accomplished in going to the tzion of a tzaddik.
This is
the tzaddik. Yeah, that's obviously what Rabbi Zal understood in this period.
This Yirei Shamayim that he's talking about, so this person he's saying is a good force, or what is he?
He's on the surface, it looks he's bad. He's blocking the entrance, and yet it's a toyeles neged haklipa. But Ben Israel says his function is that if he weren't there, there'd be someone much worse there. The klipa itself would be there.
How does he explain that?
I don't know. The honest truth, I don't know. I'm going to try to look into it a little more to see if I can find some more information. But I don't know what this corresponds to, how this fits in.
What's the good of a person that that talent does? The fact that it stops the klipa?
Exactly.
Or the fact that it's like a mini talent to get more credit?
No, it stops the klipa. I know it's the Pashtis, that's what Rabbi Nachman is saying here. If he weren't there, the klipa itself would accept this job of blocking the entrance, and it could chas v'shalom be sealed where nobody could get in. The fact that Hashem places this one there, it's enough to pacify the klipa, and yet it is a pre-seal klisha. It is a thin curtain blocking the entrance, so that in order to get in now it's not easy to get in anymore. It requires mesiras nefesh. If a person has it, he gets in. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Is it like a machlokes between tzaddikim, or you can have another tzaddik, because this word is referring to another tzaddik who's chalik on that tzaddik? So
that's a possibility. Now that you mention it, because Rabbi Nachman mentions that in Chaim Aran, the fact that with his uncle specifically, Rabbi Boris Mezhevizal, his mother, Rabbi Nachman's mother, after she had passed away, once came to Rabbi Boruch Mezhevizal and she told him, "I hear that you're chaylik against my son. What? Why?" And he said, "Chas v'shalom, I'm doing it because I know that there has to be, in other words, there has to be somebody to hide his light. If his light comes out too much in the open, chas v'shalom can be the end. Therefore, I'm trying to hide his light, but I know who he is, period."
Is that what you meant? This is what you said earlier, throwing a bubble to the cleave of a habit for substance.
Exactly.
So what does Rabbi Nachman mean by that? In a Gansla type, it could be something worse. It's better to have this?
100%. It's much better to have this. It could be much worse. The opening could be sealed completely or nobody could get in the Chas v'Shalom.
What does it mean that
Just a second. Okay. The ones who are inside, even the anochim. Exactly. 100%. In other words, because of their pagonim, they have yeridos, they have nefilos, they have ones who fall away. As was by Rabbi Nachman, as was by all the Gedolei Torah throughout the generations, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says clearly, Avraham Avinu, what happened to all the Geirim that Avraham Avinu began? They fell away. Why? Machmas their pigamim. In other words, a person should know that when you come to the tzaddik, that's not the solution. That's when the problems first begin. You've crossed your first biggest bridge in being zeicha to find a Rebbe Emes and to become a kushitim and everything. But that's when the Satan first really starts dealing with you, because as the Gemara says in Sukkah, Higdil Hashem Lase Simela, that who does the Satan go to? He goes to the Talmid Chachamim, he goes to the Tzaddikim, he goes to the Breslover, and that's where he makes the biggest problems. That's where he really attacks and tries to make them fall away from Emon and Hashem. Emon and Tzaddikim, he tries to make them fall into Gaiva, which is the biggest Pagam in Emuna. Doichek Rakle Ashkina, you can't get a bigger Pagam in Emuna than that. And the place where the test is the biggest is Daika, by the place of the Tzaddik, Chas v'Shalom. Why we should be zecha to rid ourselves of all pigamen. We should be zecha to clean out our systems of all this sewage that we have, and be able to stay close and be able to keep the Pesach open for people to come in.
Like, let's just say the gap is completely closed, and let's say it seems like Kuiper is winning. Is that called like in English the concealment within the concealment?
No, it's a concealment. Period. Could be in a sense that people don't even realize that it's closed. So in
that's
a sense,
right,
it's a
hostage.
Could be. Could be. Hashem should save us from this. Should
then, even then, a person shouldn't give up anyway.
You see what Rabbi Nachman said, that there's a solution to it. No matter how many walls are blocking you, if the person is zecha to have mesiras nefesh, he can go crashing through all the walls. And this is obviously what we have to daven for. Because a person thinks he's in already, there are levels, there are madreyas, no matter how much you're in, there's obviously more and more barriers to be broken to get to the lefnai v'lefnim, to get to the real in. And it requires mesiras nefesh. It requires mesiras nefesh before you're married, you have to go to battle against your parents. After you're married, you have to go to battle against your wife. After you've cleaned up your wife, you have to go to battle against a different malach. The malach is, he cloaks himself in so many different forces. One a couple of years of a person's life, the teenage years, it's pigama bris, period, blasting. After that, he picks the type of small mind. After that, a whole series of items that he puts the person through, a whole variety. He's got, he's like Cheap Charlie, he's got a store, he's got all kinds, selection of trinkets to play with the person. to get him away from the tzaddik. And a person says, Daven Hashem, Hashem should shine into him the masiras nefesh that's needed to be able to crush through all the barriers that obstruct the person from becoming mekusher to this neshama kedai shetra tzaddik. Baruch Hashem.